I just want to give a Seichel Mishalom to the Rabbi Rosenman and the boys from South Bend. I have a safe trip home. Hope you enjoyed your stay here. We're happy that we were able to have you come visit us. Come back for a good occasion, Bez Hashem. Just one point, we're talking about the Lachas Kavana. I want to move into another area of Lach in Shemoneh Esrei. So a good place to make that make this turn will be the following tshuva for Moshe Zatzal. Moshe has a question. A person came to him that he wanted to know, he finds he davens with much more Kavana, he davens b'yachidus, and he davens with the Tzibur. So what should he do? Should he daven b'yachidus and daven with more Kavana? Should he daven with the Tzibur and have the mile of Tzibur? So we're going to talk about a few days about the Lach of Tefillah B'Tzibur. I just wanted to use this as a bridge to go from one to the other. So Moshe Zatzal answered him, and he said that if the person will not be able to fulfill the minimal halachas of Kavanah when he davens B'Tzibur, he will not have Kavanah in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. It's so vabubul in the Tzibur he davens that he can't even mechav in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. So in that scenario, he must daven B'Yechidus because he has to be yet to the midst of Tefillah. But however, if he will be able to fulfill the minimal halachas of Kavanah and be able to say the first bracha with Kavanah like he's supposed to, even though he'll have much more Kavanah davening b'yachidus, he'll have a davening b'tzibur, the mile of tefillah b'tzibur outweighs that, and therefore he should daven tefillah b'tzibur and not daven tefillah b'yachidus. Moshe was also asked two other similar halachas, similar questions. One question was that the person asked him, he'd seen by a big tzaddik that in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei he would say a word to himself in the Yiddish to strengthen the word and mechazik the word, so it added to his kavana. So would a person be allowed to say a word, or, he wants to daven the Kodesh Baruch and he feels he can get more of a feeling to it when he says the word in English, so he would say the word in Hebrew and then the word in English afterwards, would that be permitted? And Russia said, no, that's also to do. You're not allowed to be mafsik in the Lashon Esrei with adding any other words. Since a person did it b'mezid, a person did it b'mezid, he's not yard to till he has to go back. So you're not allowed to do that. He says, I, that's big tzaddik, I can't, I'm not responsible for that big tzaddik. You have to ask him, I can't have that answer for him. So then he asked the question, what about if a person wants to repeat the words in Hebrew? You know, the question was asked about the chazorim that they have, some of these chazorim, some of these shuls, sim, shalom, 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 they have these songs, is that permitted? Rav Moshe said, it's not permitted, but you would not have to go back in that scenario. So Rav Moshe said, if a person feels he would be able to get more kavanah by repeating the phrase, a person should not do that. A person should have focus in as much as he can the first time around, not to get involved in that. Have a good morning. Have a good day.